Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He's eternal. Tell me what God can't do. Joshua and Caleb said, give me my mountain. I done suffered two generations. And I'm still fit like I was in my 40s. And I'm ready for the giants. Ha! I'm ready for the giants. Give me my mountain. Don't let the devil fool you. Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up at once, for they are bread for us. There's some meaning to that. Bread there is not just a loaf of wheat bread or sourdough, you know, something to eat. Bread means nutrition. You are facing a giant because a midget wouldn't be nutritious to you. That's just a snack. You need a giant now. Help me, Holy Ghost. God has prepared you for the giants. Let us go up at once. They are bread. That's what we need. You don't need to be pitching pennies, piddly and small and scared. God got giants for you. He put them in your land and gave you that as an inheritance. So you would go up there and drive them off so you could start flexing. Because a whole lot of folk don't know how strong they are. Hello? I said a whole lot of folk don't know how strong they are till they get mad. Ah. And Godzilla come out, King Kong show up. God speaks the destination. Here's the progression. There's declaration. God declares it. Then he starts with formation. Starts to form stuff. Then there's the transformation. That stuff he allows in your life. It ain't always what you like. It ain't what you would have planned. But God allows it. He forms stuff because he knows this is what's going to be nutrition to you. You got an issue with hatred. So God put you among a bunch of haters. And you hating and they hating. And you hating. And they hate me. Till you finally realize, wait a minute. This is the devil. I need to be better than this. Lord, forgive me. Huh? Formation, transformation, then comes the manifestation. I tell you, we are on the threshold of great manifestation in the body of Christ across the globe. Amen. Our hour has come. Amen. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's come. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But our light is come. So God speaks the destination. God's word, the word is the way of the word. God's word initiates the process that will ultimately lead you to fulfillment. God's word initiates the process. You have a prophetic word that's been released into your life, over your life, spoken into your life by God, whether in your private time, whether through your study or by a reputable prophet or hearing the word of God and you know you grabbed it, hold fast to that. That starts the process or the road or the pathway to fulfillment. Amen. Joseph received the dream, along with it, a coat of many colors. First thing when he shared his dream, his brothers, like Cain, got angry with him. And God knew he had to go through a maturation process. He's a 17-year-old boy, you know, feeling himself. Y'all gonna bow to me. I'm the one. I'm him. Right, Joseph? They said, I ain't him. We're going to kill him and see what happened to him dreams. Right? We've all made mistakes. You know, God show you something and you feel like, hey, yeah, you got it already. You ain't got it yet. God just showed it to you. What you will be. What he's going to do. I've made that mistake many times. And God had to refocus me and say, you're not there yet. But keep your eye on that. See, there's some stuff you got to keep to yourself. Can God trust you with a secret? He trusted Abraham to the point where when he came to visit, to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, when he got up from dinner to leave, he said, shall the Lord of all the earth keep a secret from his friend, Abraham? Abraham had it like that. And God said, listen, the stench of Sodom has come up before me. He wasn't telling that to everybody. Amen. But he told that Abraham. Amen. Why? Because Abraham was his him in the earth who could negotiate. Amen. God would listen to Abraham. God would listen to Moses. Moses said, Lord, you say you're going to kill all these folk. But if you do that, listen, this is what's going to happen. Pharaoh and them going to say, you wasn't strong enough to bring them out. The nations in Canaan, they're going to say you wasn't the true God to do this. So it ain't going to look good on your resume. So the Lord said, all right, I ain't going to kill him. Amen. See, some folks don't, you don't know him like that. But you can. Amen. Not that we twist God's arm or like we manipulate God. We don't do that. But God will listen to you. Sometimes you can pray for somebody that's destined for doom.
Amen.
Rightfully so.
Yes, sir.
They deserve it. Yes. And you start praying for them. And God start moving in their behalf. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He will rescue the captive and even those who are rightfully captive. You have authority in the earth to change stuff. Oh, yes, you do. As a child of God. That's why you can't allow the devil to get you into the piddly stuff.
Amen.
Caught up in your feelings.
Amen.
All that stuff. No, there's bigger fish to catch. Amen. So God's word initiates the process. Once God declares something, his word activates the process. Listen, his word activates the process. His word activates the opposition.
Amen.
Where does devil come from?
Amen.
Huh? He activates the opposition. He starts working on the internal formation on the inside of you.
Amen.
And that word starts to make plain the external pathway.
Yes,
how you supposed to walk.
You,
where you supposed to be.
Yes,
what you supposed to do.
Yes,
huh? The word does.
Yeah.
So if we're the silence of the lambs, and you just ain't saying nothing. Well, you'll ultimately be the victim of circumstance. If you're in agreement with the devil, then demons are going to wreak havoc in and out of your life. Or you can join yourself to the word of God and make that your confession. Now heaven's going to back you. Heaven is going to go where you go. You're going to find ultimately the favor of God always working in your behalf. He said, wherever the sole of your feet tread, I have given that to you as an inheritance. You will begin to see these things manifest in your life wherever you go. Amen. God will show you where the good gold is. Well, everybody else is in a panic, anxious over this, lack over there, can't find their way here. God will say, wait, hold everything. Let me show you where the good gold is. How many know God has no shortage today? Hello, somebody. I said, God has no shortage today. God ain't never been broke. Amen. The cattle on 1,000 hills. And they're more than 1,000 hills. That's just a saying. All of it belonged to God. He said, the gold is mine. The silver is mine. The cattle are mine. The nations are mine. Every soul is mine. The heart of the king is in my hand. If I want him to favor you, I'll make him favor you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.